Hi, Gloria Liebecker here from Healing You Sanctuary. I just got in from feeding my herd, and boy, is it cold outside. We got our first snowfall this morning, and I'm hoping it's not the end of fall that had just begun. When I was in the cold, I was tending to all the horses, but particularly to my lead mare, the one I've had the longest. This morning, the vet came out to be with her to check out her eye because she had a cloudy eye and she'd been favoring it. It had been causing her some pain and been weeping and holding it closed. And she has an ulcer in her eye. And so I learned a lot more about my horse's eye this morning. And they gave her some painkiller to deaden that pain so that we could check her eye out more clearly and make sure how we could best support her with that particular pain. What would be most supportive? And so the vet gave her a sedative, and it really, I don't know, it's just like she was really sensitive to the painkiller, and she started hanging her head low, and I was having to hold her head up so that the vet could look into her eye, and I tell you, horses' heads are heavy. My arms got quite a workout. And yet as I saw her body become a little unstable, and I got a little concerned that maybe she'd fall down, and the vet assured me that everything was happening the way it needed to, and that she would be all right, and how I could support her. And then I listened to the vet as she would speak to her. She'd say, "Good girl." And she was a very soothing tone, and it really, really struck me how much I love my horse and how much I love someone that can come in when one of them is in pain and really tune in to what's going to be the most supportive for them to move through that pain back into health and wellness and the sense of freedom that being pain-free provides for all mammals. And so what was that? What did that look like? It was the tone that was just soft and gentle and caring. It was very resonant with healing energy. And then seeing how my mare would respond to being held in that way. And even looking into her eye through the vet's eye to where I could actually begin to see the pain more clearly and understand what I was looking at, what that actually was communicating to the trained eye. And it really struck me just how similar that is to accompanying someone when they've had trauma in their life. Because trauma can come in just like that ulcer in my horse's eye, that it made my horse's eye cloud up, not be able to see clearly. It was really painful. And trauma's like that. It comes in and it can cloud our eyes. It can distort our capacity to hear clearly. It can take out our prefrontal cortex, where we have our wisdom and our ability to empathize, and it can disconnect us from our feelings. Our pain can become so intense that we cut off from it. And how important it is then for there to be a compassionate understanding to come in and to seek us out, to see through our eyes, for our pain to make sense, and for there to be things we can begin to do that will get us through into that health and wellness that we so desire. Oh, so what can keep us stuck? Hmm. One thing that can keep us stuck is a sense of isolation in our alarmed aloneness. The sense that nobody can see us, that we can't even see ourselves. Or as we begin our healing journey, maybe it is that now we're beginning to see ourselves, or we're beginning to hear ourselves, and then maybe we fall down that shame loop of, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm repeating this pattern. And shame comes up. So how do we begin to embody that kindness and that compassion? How do we dare to allow ourselves to be accompanied and for our pain to be seen when it's so raw? Wow, so gentleness, having the space to actually be in our pain until we begin to have an experience where we notice when we're accompanied by someone that the pain lessens, it lightens ever so slightly. For some of us, it may be that we need to develop our courage to allow ourselves to even be touched. You know, your heart can be touched without actual skin-to-skin contact. Needing that space that we can feel into, maybe to begin to thaw out from, just like the storm out there with all the icy snow coming in with a north wind, it bites. And we automatically want to hunker down and protect ourselves. So we need protection. And we need warmth. We need care. And sometimes we need somebody just to sit with us, just to be in the same space that we're in, so we can begin to be felt. So when we take the time to allow gentleness and softness, freshness, maybe warmth, beauty, movement. Each of those have qualities and aspects that can support our whole system to come back online. Once we find that thread that allows us to begin to rebuild our tapestry of life, we can begin to take in new colors, new scents, new sounds, and we begin to awaken. And that's a process that really, it does take some time. It takes time to grow new pathways. But what's really important is to recognize we can grow new pathways when we're willing to open up our heart and begin to trust with those first steps. And one thing that can support that very much is to really be in your heart space, to allow yourself to open your heart with warmth and compassion. To give yourself permission to be vulnerable and authentic. There's no shame in that. There's a lot of healing that's possible. So slowing down, and one client I've worked with, what really supports her when she gets into this place that it feels so all alone and the world's just bitingly cold out there and she feels invisible and unsupported, is to remember how much music can support her and to find a special song, one that just speaks to her from the tempo, it might be the words, to take and put that into her little iPod and curl up in a soft blanket and a swishy pillow and get really comfy and put that music on and let it just repeat. And notice how soothing that can be. So when we notice what soothes us, to give ourselves permission to spend time with that. Another client has really enjoyed being able to have one of those hanging swings. It's a hammock swing. And to be able to sit in the hammock swing and let it rock her. As she looks out the window at nature. And there's something about being rocked that can be very comforting to our body. Another thing that can be really helpful would be to create a little space, a space that's all for you, and surround yourself with imagery and colors and textures that really speak to you. And when you are needing that comfort, that soothing, to really know you matter, go and sit in that special place and look at the images and touch the textures and drink in the colors and maybe have some special music playing. If you like scents, you could have some incense that you would burn. And notice all of the senses, what supports your system to calm and to soothe so that you can wake back up to being present and stepping into new possibilities in your life. If you'd like to explore more around that, I invite you to reach out to me at healingyousanctuary.com. Thanks for being on this journey with me today. May the rest of your day be warm and nurturing.